guys, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. And today I want to talk to you about letting go of what's not serving you. And the reason is because today I was just thinking back to the time when I had, the most painful experience that I've ever been through in my life, which was the breakup that I had a few years ago with a person that I was about to get married to and establish a family. And at the beginning, I was just right after the breakup, I was in so much, there was so much chaos within me and in everything that was going on in my life around me. And every day was just like an emotional roller coaster of sadness and anger and frustration and guilt. And, I felt stuck, and I felt that I was in so much pain that I didn't even know where to start, because things started to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then eventually, after a few, months, probably almost a year or something, I got to that point where the pain was excruciating. I had a nervous breakdown in the middle of the night on the floor, and I was all by myself in a foreign country. I was doing my post graduate internship, and I was the worst I've ever been in my life. That was so difficult for me. And when I had the nervous breakdown, just like crying my eyes out, I was just gasping for breath. I really thought that I was just gasping for my last breaths in life. I was in so much pain, and then all of a sudden I just stopped within the pain and the ugly crying that I was going through. My stomach was squeezed. It was like someone punched me in the face and in the stomach, grabbed my heart and squeezed it really tight and hard. And as I was just having this, oh my God, moment, I took a deep and honest look at everything in my life and what got me to where I was back then. And I started to see, certain patterns of feelings and of thoughts and of actions and behaviors that I was doing back then, and actually consistently throughout my whole life until that moment. And I became so honest with myself because I asked myself, do these things really serve me? I think these are the things that really got me to where I was back then. And I understood, just like in that moment of clarity, I understood that if I was to change how I felt, things need to change in my life. And that includes giving up on the things that I did in the past that no longer serve me. Yes. And let me tell you that this is so challenging in the beginning. This is so difficult in the beginning. Why? Because, think about it. You've been doing things for like years. Until that point, I was just doing things in a certain way, thinking and feeling and behaving for almost like 30 years. And then to just make the decision one day that I'm going to change it. Of course, you don't change everything in just like overnight, but The decision was made in one moment, okay? The ripple effects that I got in my life as a result of making that decision and staying committed to it continues until this day, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years after. And every time I get to a block or I get to a place where I feel like I'm about to get stuck, I always remind myself, I always remind myself of that moment, the moment that I made the decision to change everything in my life, and I continue to push forward And I remind myself that I've done so far, I've gone so far, I've done so much that I can't just turn around and go back, not in a million years. And so the reason I'm telling you this is because if you are here, then chances are you're wanting more in your life, okay? Whether you're going through a breakup or a divorce or being challenged in your relationship. So that means you want more in your life, and you cannot have more if you continue to stay attached to what is. More, having more, growing and expanding and improving means you need to do things differently. New things, new patterns of thoughts and actions and feelings has to be introduced into your life. And you cannot do that while you stay stuck in what you've been doing so far. Okay? So I just want you to understand that initially it is going to be difficult, and that's important to understand, because in the beginning, when you start feeling certain feelings of, just like anger or frustration, and then you become aware of it, and then you make the decision to shift your focus and to start thinking about the things that are serving you and how you're going to change. Initially, that's going to be difficult. And it's good to understand that, because as it comes, you go like, okay, I know that this is just the beginning. I know and I understand that this is going to be difficult in the beginning, but once you get used to doing it more over and over and over again, it's going to get easier. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. Not only that, the more you do it, the less the frequency and the tendency, as well as the strength of the old thoughts and feelings are going to show up. Yes. So right now, I experience way less, destructive thoughts or, personal or, self-talk than I did back then, like 5 years ago. It's so much less. It doesn't mean that I don't experience them at all, but the frequency is way down. Oh my God, it's like incredible. And second, the intensity of it. When I have one of these thoughts, it's just so easy to flip and to, snap out of it, because I have built the muscle. I build the muscle, and I train myself enough that once I get it, I flip it. I turn around. Okay. And so my invitation to you is just to look at what right now, if you're going through challenging times, if you're going through a pain in your life, my invitation to you is to look at the things that you know that are not serving you. One of these things, probably one of the most difficult things to deal with, is giving up on relationships that are not serving you. There has been friendships that I had to let go of. I had to let go of. Even though I love the person, even though I sincerely and deeply love the person, but I realized that being in contact or being in a bond with that person is not going to serve me, because the way we're bonding is that we're bonding over the pain, we're bonding over the complaint, the blame, the victimhood. This is how we bonded, and I cannot break the bond without breaking the relationship. If the person is willing to move on with you, that's fine. But most of the time, you will not. You find people are in different chapters than the one that you're in, and it's so important. And it's so, and you are doing yourself a service, and you're doing that person a service as well by acknowledging that and by making a conscious decision that, oh my God, okay, this relationship is not serving me, and therefore I choose not to move forward with it. Okay? And I cannot emphasize enough on how important this is, because this is how change happens. You can't change and move forward looking backwards. If you just continue to look backwards on the things that you've had, the things that you've been doing, the relationships that you've had in your life, and then you continue to have an attachment, an unhealthy attachment to it, you would never be able to move forward and to experience the abundance, the love, the joy, the freedom, the expansion that you're wanting to experience when you're consistently just holding on to these things. You gotta let go of it to be able to have the space to receive the new things, the other things that you really want in your life. And one thing that I also want to warn you of is that, especially when it comes to relationships, that quite often people will start judging you. They'll start, oh, okay, so or right now, like, you don't want to hang out with us anymore. So, like, right now you're busy doing whatever you're doing, or, you know, starting a business, going through these, you know, coaching programs or doing these personal development programs, whatever you think you're going to change, like, yes. So these judgments, if you continue to listen to those, and then you go back to the wiring that you had before, you just continue to fall back into the trap of, oh my God, I don't want to let them down. I have to go to the party. I have to hang out with them like a million times a month. You know, you have to talk on the phone or go to these gatherings. If you are not willing to let other people down, regardless of how much they judge you, regardless of how bad they talk about you behind your back, you are not committed enough to not letting yourself down because you're giving up on who you truly think you are and what you really deserve in life. You have to be willing to pay the price. It's not easy. It does not come free. And as I said before, it's going to be difficult at the beginning, but the more you do it, the easier it gets. And when you surround yourself with the right people, this is why community is so crucial. But if you don't have the community, you got to be ruthless. You got to be strong. You got to be so committed and so emotionally attached to the outcome, to the vision that you have for your life, that you are not willing to tolerate going back to the old only because some people are talking bad about you behind your back. Whatever, let them talk, let them say whatever they want to say. What do you choose to do? Who do you choose to be today? What do you choose to act upon? How do you choose to feel every single day from now on in your life? This is what's going to matter the most, and this is what's going to make the most difference in your life. And years, months and years from now, you're going to look back and then you say, oh my God, thank God I made that decision. Thank God I let go of that relationship. Thank God I didn't hang out with these people anymore. Now, just one more thing before we're done. I want to tell you that we're not judging these people. We're just saying that they are not, that these things and relationships are not in consistency with what you want to create in your life anymore. It doesn't mean that they're bad, like, absolutely, or they can't change if they want, if they make the decision and stick to it. But remember, at the end of the day, you are only responsible for your own life. You don't get to be somebody else's savior before you become your own. All right. So this is something very, very important to understand, because sometimes, well, this is for sure how I felt, is that sometimes I felt like, oh my God, I was betraying the relationship. I was betraying the person. I felt so much guilt because I was like, oh my God, I want to continue to have the bond. I want to continue to have the friendship. But when I became honest with myself, and then I realized, oh my God, the friendship is not going to serve me. It's not going to serve them, because I can't be the best that I can be if I continue to be part of that relationship. And therefore, I cannot serve that person. And the person cannot serve him or herself, because we continue to have this bond. We're bonding over the wrong things. And so by breaking free from that unhealthy bond, you're allowing yourself to just move forward, and at the same time you're giving that person the opportunity to take a deep look on their life and to say, oh my God, maybe I want to do that, maybe not. That's, it's not your call, it's not your relationship, it's not your responsibility, it's not your call. It's theirs to make, it's their decision to make. Now you make your own decisions and you let them take care of theirs. Okay, so my invitation to you ladies really today, just to look, take a deep and honest look in your life and see What are you willing to let go of? What are you willing to let go of? And I want you to understand how much you, it, like, the deep desire that you have for something is so so directly related to how willing you are to let go of the things that are not serving you. I wanted my other life, I wanted my vision to be real so much that I was willing to let go of anything and of anybody. I know that some of you might be listening and go like, oh my God, but that's tough. I don't wanna give up all my own people. I don't wanna give up all my own friendships and my own friends. But listen, that's what you were brought to this life to be. And then when you are in a better place, years, month or years from now, then if they are ready, then you can give your hand back and then you can help them. But there's no way in heck that you're going to help yourself or them or anybody else, really, if you're not willing to take that honest look and then to make a committed a decision and stay committed to it. All right. So I'm going to leave you with that, ladies. Just take a deep look at what you have in your life. Just be honest about it and then commit to yourself to letting go of whatever it is that's not serving you. And if you find this podcast by any means useful for you, please feel free to subscribe to get the notification once we add new episodes. And also, I want to invite you to check out the 14-day challenge that's coming up in on November. You can find it on womengettingoverbreakup.com. There's a gift from me waiting for you there. You can take it, and then you can see the more details about the challenge, the dates, and then if you're not going through a breakup, that's fine. If you have a friend or a family member that's going through one, then maybe you want to refer them to the page. That's going to be an amazing community. Yes, I'm putting so much effort and time into it, and I cannot wait to see you if that's something that you need in this stage of your life. Thank you so much, ladies, for tuning in, and I'll catch you again in our next episode. Bye for now.